Hi, good morning. Every Sunday we bring you a prophecy update. We simply show you how news and trends in the world seem to be corroborating centuries-old prophecies that you read in the Bible. Now, we're getting deeper into 2012. By the way, your taxes are due tomorrow. Thought I'd let you know. And there's a lot of talk that we are nearing the end of the world, which will be so for some of you tomorrow. But anyway, it started with the whole Mayan calendar thing, but it's expanded now. Scenarios suggested for the end of the world include the arrival of a solar maximus, or Earth's collision with either a black hole, a passing asteroid, or a planet called Nibiru. There's also a possibility of the reversal of the Earth's magnetic field this year. And remember, too, we're living in the age of nuclear weapons and biological warfare. So there's any number of doomsday scenarios. How are people responding to them? Well, some are preparing for the worst. According to an April 11 report by NBC Chicago, a Cold War missile silo in Kansas is being transformed into doomsday-ready luxury condominium. Hey, I've got my bid in. Larry Hall has built one such abandoned Cold War era silo in Kansas into 14 floors of plush condominium housing, replete with a pool, movie theater, library, indoor farm, and eventually a medical center and school. The hostile outside world is kept at bay with an elaborate above-ground security system involving camera, fingerprints, and barbed wire. 9-foot-thick concrete walls protect the column of condos, and a steel and concrete core inside those protect against earthquakes. The condos can also, of course, supply their own energy. Once the farm is operational, they'll supply their own food. The condos sell for a mere $2 million a floor, and Hall said that he is currently working on a massive home for a wealthy businesswoman and her family. Now, perhaps the oddest bit of doomsday news I've run across thus far was another April 11 article posted by MSNNow.com titled, this is real, "Dating Sites Help You Find the Perfect Partner for Doomsday." Excerpts. Does your partner roll their eyes at your drums of water and cache of gas masks? Do you long for someone to share the last adrenaline-filled months before the apocalypse, as predicted by the ancient Mayan calendar? Look no further than Survivalist Singles, Prepper Dating, or Quink, three new dating sites specifically for those preparing for life after the world comes crashing down. You can look for fellow members of a post-apocalyptic tribal commune that scavenges the land in a marauding band, or that perfect partner who is savvy about water filtration, yet strong enough to protect your young from those scavenging hordes. And even if the Mayans were wrong about 2012, or your conspiracy theories don't pan out, at least you'll be dating someone who shares your interests. Now, I'm glad you're laughing. Another site, which takes this a little more seriously, said, "A well-prepared partner might be the key to surviving the apocalypse. But how do you make sure that your special someone is as serious about proper food storage and basic medical training as you are? Consider posting a profile on a survivalist dating site." In the words of Prepper Dating, you, quote, "no longer have to feel like you're wearing a tinfoil hat when talking to someone about your need to be prepared." So very interesting. Now, what's interesting, most interesting to me, is not that so many people think that things could get bad. It's that they don't realize just how bad things are going to get. Just read anywhere. Just open your Bible anywhere between Revelation 6 and 19. And I'm telling you right now, barbed wire around a missile silo is not going to keep out an army of demons that's going to be released from the pit. So people have no idea what's coming. And they're not going to be able to survive by hiding in Kansas. I'm not saying that you shouldn't prepare for a natural or economic disaster or stock up on some food. I have spaghetti to get me through the week. That's up to you. I'm simply pointing out that people seem to really believe in a doomsday scenario because they're investing time and effort and money into it. But instead of turning to the Lord, they're trusting in underground bunkers and meals ready to eat. What everyone needs to be prepared to face is the wrath of God against their sin. The prepping for that is easy. It is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. After that, if you want to prepare at some level for a regular natural disaster or something like that, that's fine. But we should be encouraging eternal survival and not doomsday survival. And it's really not doomsday we're headed towards. It's the second coming of Jesus Christ to establish a glorious thousand-year kingdom on the earth. Are you ready for the return of Jesus? Nothing needs to occur before Jesus will resurrect and rapture the church. He'll come for us prior to any portion of the great tribulation to rescue us from the trouble that will come upon the whole world. His coming for the church age believers is always presented in Scripture as imminent, meaning it could happen at any moment. And so get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.